Yo, this your boy BJ the Best on Cab229 Radio. And I'm right here with another hot artist in the motherfucking city, your boy B Clips.
You dig it?
Alright? How you doing, brother?
You already know, man. Appreciate you having me, bro. I'm doing good. You already know, man. Chilling, man. Just trying to stay safe, you know?
Man, you know, once again, we here. We doing what we normally do. We back at the round table. We talking boss talk. We got there dropping the tops. Well, we ain't dropping no tops, but you know what I'm saying. But for the most part, you know what I mean?
They know the vibe.
Skirt.
Yeah.
Out of here, it's cold, man. I ain't dropping no top. It's cold. Well,
they say top down in the winter, that's what winners do.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. I ain't got there yet. I want to use my heat.
I feel you, it's too cold.
Facts. Man, 2-6, baby.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about it.
2-6, baby. The album, my first project.
Yo, I'm sorry. But you did a whole show around it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Live performance / listening session. So the music they was listening to from my performance was what was gonna be on the album. So that was their first time hearing it. That was what they was listening to. So I did it. I wanted to present in a different way instead of us all like just listening to a DJ play the music. I wanted to actually perform some of the songs. So we played the music and we also performed like 5 songs off of the album.
So what was the song that you played today? Like,
I did Remember. I did Money in the Thing.
Yo, okay.
I did the song I got with Will Prize. I did my song.
You said Will Prize?
Mm-hmm.
Who that?
William Prize, my homeboy William Prize. He is an artist here from out of Fayetteville as well. A talented brother. Man, he's very talented. He do it all.
Shout out to William Prize.
And rap, make beats. He do it all, man. For
respect.
And we did a couple songs, a handful of songs, and then played others. But yeah.
So you said you did 5 songs. You did Money and Anything. Remember.
Remember. I don't know why I can't remember right now in my head what that song is called with me and William Prize. Think about you. Trains coming. I did a couple cuts, you know.
When I listen to 2-6, baby, man, that was a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, I'm from Longburg, but you know what I'm saying. It did give me the perspective of, you know what I'm saying, getting money in the 2-6, and you know, I'm feeling like different people at certain times. You know what I'm saying, like. Like, you gave us your perspective of what you would have did to that particular song if you would have came out at that time. You know what I'm saying? And I was getting money to that, so I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? That Money and Anything shit was, I felt like that right there was like a good, nice little, you know what I mean, shot in the guy that hole.
Appreciate that.
Then I seen you was up there with your family, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You did like some, you know, deep, you know, had me like,
I had my baby, I had my wife, all my family, friends, gang, everybody, like, just people from the city, YRN Core DJs, Cab 229 was in the building.
Definitely fact.
A lot of people, and I won't say it was an overwhelming feeling, it was just an overjoying feeling. Like, it felt so good. It felt like a family reunion. Because even my homeboy, after serving 9 years, it was his first day out. And he came
to a 2-6 baby.
To the 2-6 baby show. And that right there was amazing to me.
Yeah, because... Excuse me.
That right there amazed me, man. I was blown away, man. I done said it before, man. I feel like I done made it already with some of the things that I've been able to experience, even though I know it's a whole lot more for me to experience. But you know, my family and my friends being there and their support, the real support from the people that I know, man, it ain't gonna get no better than that. You know, I know the fan base will grow in as the future as we get bigger, but I ain't gonna never forget those moments right there, because that was real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That was everybody coming out of their house, whatever they were doing for the day, coming from out of town, from other jobs, from other gigs, music gigs. You know, I had DJ Fudge there.
Yeah,
you know,
everybody in the building.
I had, you know what I mean? So it was just a beautiful feeling. Aunt Bill was in the building. Like, it was everybody there. Tune
S. Dot was there.
S. Dot.
Cornball,
William Prize, my people, Teddy Blue Bands and his people was there.
A lot of
my people was out there, you know. My cousin Boom Boom, like I said, he had just came home. He was out there. Like, it was a lot of love, and it was amazing. It was amazing. I felt the love for sure.
And then I seen that some shit got messy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And certain podcasts out here in the city and certain people out here, you know, want to shake the table when they see greatness. Mm-hmm. What was the, you know what I'm saying, like, did it stop anything, or did you keep, you know, going to the top when it came to that day?
Nothing stopped anything, you know what I mean? Like, people out here, man, they entitled to feel however they want to feel. Like, I feel like, you know, that the saying 2-6, that's something that belongs to the city. You know what I mean? Now, me, my album, me saying 2-6, baby, that's me saying I'm here. I'm born and raised. You get what I'm saying?
Correct.
So, it's only about an album, you know what I'm saying? There's people out here that feel like they got clothing lines or whatever they feel like they got or whatever, and they feel like they have the same kind of titles, and that's cool, but I, you know, this ain't a clothing line. This right here is my music, you feel what I'm saying? So this is a project, you know. I'll have another project and it'll be another name, and then another name, you know what I mean? Or I might do trilogies of it. I might do a 2-6 Baby Part 2. I might do a 2-6 Baby Deluxe, you know? But right now, you know, I'm going to let it be where it is, because it is what it is, you know what I mean? It's already legendary in itself, so, you know, I'm just trying to keep growing and growing and glowing, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely a fact. Yo, how do you feel about the city and the work that's getting put in to make it stand up at this point?
I love it. I love the city. I love that everybody's working, you know what I mean? And I gotta get out here more and work with everybody, you know, and to help push the culture forward how I can. You know what I mean? I threw my event, I did what I could. The people come out, you know what I mean? And I bring out everybody that I can bring out, that I resonate with, and, you know, it continues to grow. Maybe the next time around we'll have even more people as far as artists and consumers to be able to come out, you know what I mean? So as I grow, everything will grow. You know, as we grow, as the city grows, everything will get better.
Definitely fact. Man, yo, guess what? I heard you dropping a new fucking project, man.
Yes, Ersky, you gotta keep working. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No tomorrows, it's coming. And
man, guess what, man? I don't even get a date, man. See, y'all motherfucking nigga. So, but we finna hear about it though. So, what you say again? So
no tomorrows, you know. The date coming soon. You know what I'm saying?
See,
but you know, you know, well,
maybe, I think y'all need to hit his page up and tell him, let us know when this shit drop first.
I could probably say it though, you know what I'm saying? Because probably by the time it come out, it'll be out.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, on Valentine's Day, they're gonna be able to.
Oh shit!
They're gonna be able to rock the new project for sure.
Oh shit! Y'all heard it here first. New project from the boy Beat Clips, and it's dropping Valentine's fucking date, man.
You did?
Man, y'all better get up on it, man. Y'all heard it here. Cab 229 Radio, man. We doing what we gotta do. So, did you hear about what happened with the guy and the dude with the motorcycle, man?
Oh, yeah, man. That was sad, man. Like, that was really sad, for like, real. Man.
And be honest with you, it was so goddamn nonchalant that I just watched it, you know what I'm saying? Like, but lights right here, man. We dropping all over the city, man. We finna make shit happen. So y'all stay tuned. Hold on while we go to commercial. And we back. Cat229 Radio, man. We back with the 4B clips, man.
Sersky.
Yo, man, this shit just so ill, man, that you dropping another project, bro. Like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? The work ethic you've been putting into this shit, you know, you're going to be some of the, you know, founder fathers of this shit, because, you know, you've been putting it in. So, whoever don't like them, fuck them, you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm from the birds, so we're going to stand on that. But, how you feeling about the podcast game in this city?
I feel like it's definitely growing, for sure. Like, it wasn't many people. Like, it was you. It was a couple others, you know what I mean? But it wasn't really many people. Like, you've been doing your thing since the beginning. But, like, now it's, like, even growing even more, you know? And the more people that add in, the more it helps it elevate. And so I feel like, and that's a part of what's helping the artists elevate, you know what I mean? Because they have a platform and they have an audience, you know what I mean? As far as you guys with your podcast, so the fact that y'all have people that listen to y'all and then y'all bring us on, that give them a chance to listen to, for us to be introduced to a new audience, you know what I mean? So I appreciate all the podcasts. I appreciate everybody that's doing their thing, you know what I mean? No matter, you know, how people handle their business or do their podcast.
Right.
I just appreciate the fact that they wanna be a part of the culture, you feel what I'm saying? And that's
all that matters, right?
That's not all that matters, but that's what's mattering right now, because right now we on a mission, and the mission is opening the door for the Carolinas, period.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and different sections that broke in, you know, Moray popped off in Fayetteville, J. Cole already a legend. We really trying to knock the door down for a lot of us to be able to get up in the game, just like Atlanta, just like Memphis, and just like Texas, New York, and everywhere else that had their turn, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We just trying to get out.
So, that's dope. Man, yeah, man, because to be honest, like, this shit been a long journey, right? And I think when it comes to the podcast game, brother, we have to believe a little bit different. Mm-hmm. If you true to your shit, you know what I'm saying? All right. All right. Right. Your content, I gave it, you know what I'm saying? For me to be able to get you here, I had to know something about you. And that's the thing that you love with that music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this much time and effort into it, and you know, and so on and so on. There's a lot of great artists in the city. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get that brother that got that platform. I mean, get him that. Let him dunk that ball. You feel me? Like, yeah. Because me personally, I've been in this game before podcast was really even hot. But I miss my blessing by not being consistent. See what I'm saying? The first round. But got back in the game, worked on my threes, worked on my layups, worked on all my situations, and continued to play this motherfucking game. And I came back even stronger and a lot more better. So I'm like, I have to believe different, because now I got to find the good stuff around what's around me. I'm gonna mind this stuff. Let me. I can't get Migos. I didn't grow up in Atlanta. Right, damn sure I'm gonna get myself a long bro who's been doing this shit for a minute. I can go get B Clutch, he's been doing it for a minute. I can go get S Dot, he's been doing it for a minute, and so on and so on. So it's like, and then you like treat that shit just like you would treat that shit like with Jay-Z album. Everybody started from somewhere, so like, I'm not gonna wait till you doing 100 views before I realize that you might be somebody's spit. Like, nigga, I listen to your album, man. I know how that shit supposed to sound, but I think it's hot. You know, that's bit. We got the same classes that we both like, so you got a good feel. Like, yo, this shit hot, just like, this shit hot. The difference is, this ain't on that record label. If this was on the record label, it would get the same chance to do whatever it needed to do the same way, but it's not. It's over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let me go mind that. You ain't gotta be famous. All I gotta do is see if you got a work ethic and a goddamn and a drink. You got both on them, as long as bitches collide, we can talk. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna wait till you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanna be at all your events later on. Like, nah, nigga. Don't holler at me. Cause when I was busting and bumming, holding on to whatever I got going on, you ain't look at me like that.
So, yeah.
You feel me? But that was crazy. The guy, you know, getting shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Tragic. That was tragic, man. That was crazy. And I feel like it, like, kind of, like, traumatized the city. It got, like, everybody, like, looking at it, like, dang, like, they feel like, I feel like it's messed up. I don't want to just say they, like, I'm speaking for everybody. I'll just speak for myself. Like, I feel like, damn, like, that shit is fucked up. You know, I don't even know exactly what was going on, but first of all, it's a fucked up video of it, and the shit is being shared around, you know. But then, it's just like, to see the video, that didn't look like nothing that nobody, that neither side should have got shot over. You know what I mean?
Wait, definitely. Because my little is just a dude that was riding his motorcycle. Like, all our motorcycles, and this dude, but let's say this, so he might be from Fairbury, but this guy picked up, I mean, they did it, you know what I'm saying, I mean, everybody gets shot at that, right, but damn, you know what I'm saying, nigga, y'all driving and riding, you know what I'm saying, like, if you want to go to prison, you could have just shot yourself, you know what I mean, that man done served in the military. You tripping. You know what I mean? But anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely was tripping. I don't know when it came to this, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I mean, and it's been more. It's been 3 killings back to back, you know what I mean? Like, the city kind of on fire, and it's just like, it need to cool off, you know?
You right. But it's got growing pain, man. With the city growing the way it is, that motherfucker, everybody, staying nice. You know, the only thing we can do is change our situation. So, you know what I mean? That's the main thing. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers got these egos and shit, so they fucking up the game. And that means that shit ain't gonna do nothing but spill over into the other industry. You dig? Ain't gonna make no money like that. They fucking up the bag, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't bring that shit over here. Like, we already, it's already hard, so let alone you wanna come bring that bullshit over here. We trying to go down and keep this shit. Hey, look, you know what I mean? Like, we working. You know what I'm saying? Then you wanna come over here bringing this shit over here.
Yeah, make everything worse and make everybody more tense than we already were. Slow things down because you just feel like you want to just stay inside for a little bit. But you know, we gotta be outside, we gotta keep moving, we gotta keep working.
Just the word of the day. Gotta keep working. Man, like I said, man, it's always been an honor, a blessing talking to you, man.
Appreciate that, bro.
If you got anything else you want to say to them, give them all the links and everything they need to know to get that goddamn album on the motherfucker about time. Hey, you don't take your bitch to the motherfucking dinner. You heard me?
Yeah, man. I need everybody to, whatever platform you have, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Tidal, Amazon, Pandora, whatever, man. Look me up, man. Look up B-Clips, B-C-L-I-P-Z. Just one word. And the new project is going to be No Tomorrows. If you don't want to wait till Valentine's Day, you know, you can always get on there right now and check out 2-6 Baby, which is available right now. You know what I mean? You want to see me live in action, see the videos, check me out on YouTube. And you can follow me on Instagram, B_Clips. You know?
Man.
Appreciate all the love.
What's up, man? CAD229, show the most support that you ever did in your life. You heard me? We want all that. We want all the blessings. You did. But y'all have a good day. Drive safe. We out this bit. CAD229. Peace.
Fuck up, four pack of food on the dollar. Sippin' the boy, pour up a four and I sip on the boys. Yeah, Hollywood, you know it's a Hollywood, babe. Young nigga got all these be going crazy. I tell these kids to make sure they stay wave. Stay out the way and keep all your moves safe.
I got four pocket full, acting like I'm LeBron.
She pressure gon' come like a bitch, I'm mad.
All of these digits like it's mathematics.
If I spend a check, you know I bring it back.
Pull up a four, I'ma sip on this porch. If it like magic, on my feet, I'm flowing. Running around drumming, my hand fuck a host. I treat your head like some bread, boy, I toast. Then butter your bitch, I rub her down with lotion.
I might ball like Kobe, I dunk on a nigga.
Singing these songs, they calling me Trigger. Ride with that pole and I hope I won't miss you.
Good in the meat, but I'm stuck in the middle.
Tryna get to that pussy like solving a riddle.
She give me face while I'm roll up a J. I'ma dry weed on the front of her lace.
Oldest show bitch don't even know her name.
But she screaming my when I'm giving her pain.
Giving her dick from all these different names.
She love the way that nigga penetrate.
And I got this Tommy, yeah. I shoot you in front of your mommy, yeah.
No passenger glide right beside me, yeah.
Yo bitch love my case, she don't give me no issues.
She don't talk back, all she gon' do is listen.
I'll buy her a bag and some jewelry that glisten.
Shawty a savage, she won't take no prisoners.
And I be the back and then get back to business.
Hollywood, you know it's a Hollywood, babe. Young nigga got all these be going crazy. I tell these kids to make sure they stay wave. Stay out the way and keep all your moves safe.
I got four pocket full, acting like I'm the baby.
She pressure gon' come like a blitz, I'm mad.
All of these digits like it's mathematics.
If I spend a check, you know I bring it back.
Pour up a four, I'ma sip on this porch. If it like magic, all my feet on floor.
Running around drumming, my hand fuck a host.
I treat your head like some bread, boy, I toast.
Then butter your bitch, I rub her down with lotion.
I might ball like Kobe, I dunk on a nigga.
Singing these songs, they calling me Trigger.
Ride with that pole and I hope I won't miss you.
Nigga, you just try to shine on me in front of them bitches.
What bitches?
Whatever them bitches.
Some
like,
clerks?
Bitches. Listen, this nigga just was like, they bitches, they females trying to shine. Fuck you.
Man, and you don't bitches. Even know like, what you're talking about. Them. I never called
them. I do. I just said that shit. Fuck you and them bitches.
It is what it is, Tisha.
Yeah, so what the fuck? Fuck you,
you need to really relax, no, you man. Need to really relax. You doing
fuck
too
you,
much.
Nigga, you need
and
to
you
relax.
Always
I need
do
to leave
too
your
much.
Punk ass alone.
Hey, first you of all, if I was a punk ass, man, if I was a punk ass, baby, you wouldn't fuck with me.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop fucking.
But guess what? This is the last time this punk ass gonna be a punk ass.
Alright, so this is the last time. This
so go ahead and endorse.
Take me to my mama house, I'll give you the money.
I ain't your enemy, baby.
Yes, the fuck you are, nigga, because nah. You get money, you ain't got my back.
Nah, I when I get money, and, when I get money, it's already
you
in your
you
pocket.
Goddamn lie. When you get money, you spend on your coke and your fucking drugs.
It's already in my,
just
it's
like,
already in your pocket.
Where the 114 go at then? So I could have got another room, motherfucker.
It went
fuck
to your
you
alcohol,
to
your food,
you
your
fuck.
Room,
I spent,
everything
no,
else.
It didn't, nigga. I spent that 90, 30 every damn day by myself.
All right, T.
Yeah, I used to. be talking all that shit. Where the fuck? You be lying. You a fucking capping ass nigga.
Man, you know what? You know what? If I cap, I sealed it.
Sealed your cap, man. Sealed that cap.
Yeah, it's
sealed. To them same bitches it's that you sealed. Was just trying to shine in front of. Fuck you and fuck them like I told them because I whooped their ass.
The only person
like,
worried about that dumb shit is you.
Fuck you too.
I'm not worried about nobody else, baby.
Yeah, fuck you, nigga.
I don't want nobody else.
I know you ain't dealing with me.
So what the fuck if we got going on?
Not
whatever
shit,
you got
nigga.
Going on.
Not shit.
Whatever
oh,
you
shit.
Think
I'm
that
tired.
I got
now
going on, I just want you to understand.
I gotta do all this shit, nigga. I gotta bust my
you
ass.
You gotta do what? What you gotta do? What you gotta
whatever
do?
Whatever the fuck you ain't doing. As a man, where the fuck is you? Nigga.
Where the fuck am I? Where the fuck am I? Trying to goddamn make some sense out of the goddamn dumb shit, nigga. Because every goddamn time I take my money, nigga, you take that goddamn... Shut up, Tisha. You better shut the fuck up.
Where you take your money to then? Where your money at? Finish your sentence. Where your money at, motherfucker?
Not goddamn attaining my own. Not obtaining my own.
You asked me to give it to
doing
you.
Doing everything
you
want to do, and you don't even know what the fuck
and
you want to do.
And I
got to
fucking lay my
so that's
head
where my money
at
goes.
A hotel
in
the
goddamn
the fuck
wind.
I got to do.
That's where my
fuck
money
you,
go.
Charles.
To the wind.
Fuck you now, to the wind now. Now to the wind. All right, I'm just quiet. Now I'm quiet. Let me get my shit right. I'm stupid as fuck. Fuck with you. Nobody ass, nothing ass bitches. You just shined on me.
Are you serious? You really got a Mexican fat ass
said,
Mexican
well,
girl
and another bitch. You just shining on me.
Really?
Bitch. Fuck you, nigga.
You so
just
insecure.
Did that shit. You shut the fuck up, bitch. You hit me in front of them. You fucking lame. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you.
Man,
that's why I said
you.
Now I'm ready to fight, bitch. Fuck you. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Man. I fight your ass. I don't give a fuck. Let me go get my shit.
Don't get
my motherfucker, but don't move
because
my beard right here.
So she on some shit like, oh, she going to your spot.
Go to my spot.
That's what she say.
Say
she going to your spot, like the renter, like rent something or whatever. I'm like, yo, okay, whatever. At the end of the day, I done talked to my friend, and my friend like, alright. I talk to y'all when I get there. You know what I'm saying? He stayed down there on Tennessee. You feel me?
Right.
My thing is, I don't want to involve you. I just want you to be clear what's going on. And I know you probably kind of have to see it.
Yeah.
At this point in time.
Right.
It matters to me no less. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a game that's being played, and if someone's gonna play it, I'm gonna play too. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna play it. You know what I'm saying? And like she like, oh, I don't know where my clothes at. And they clothes in the car. You did like, you probably told her that all that. Get shit out of my car and all that. But she ain't gonna listen to shit. She don't never listen to shit.
Everybody
fuck, she can't stay at her mama and daddy house.
Anytime you can't stay at your mama and daddy's house.
That's what my daddy said. You a problem. And then, now, early, we on the bus. We got to check our time at 12 o'clock. We get on the bus, get a little sip, you know what I'm saying? Come back, we roll back around. I left her ass right there at Walmart. You can call your mama or your daddy, or you can get back on and ride it again. I'm not about to go through that trip again. I left,
went to my brother's house.
This motherfucker come popping up just now a few minutes ago. My brother already like, man, yes, you know she coming. I can't deal with that. I got problems already going on. My light bill $700 and I'm like, oh shit. Then you come pop up.
Especially fucking up everywhere you got.
Huh? Yeah, everywhere. My daddy house, my brother house, anywhere she know I'm at. She coming. And then when she destroyed, she gone. And just as soon as I leave, yo, what she gonna do? I ain't got no phone no more, so she can't call me. That's gonna kill her. You, they're fucking another bitch. Stop playing with me now.
She need a can start doing drugs or drinking.
No, and it's drinking. It's drinking. Cause I'm gonna tell you that. She do more drugs than a little bit. That powder, a monster. But alcohol, that shit take what she really, really think and evolve that shit into the shit that's reality.
Look at her.
Cuss her mama out, daddy out.
Look.
They like, that's Charles in the car. Gonna cuss they ass out.
She must have got a spoiler going on.
No.
Military brat.
Rape by uncles and all types. You know what I'm saying? You know, just been real. And I've been here since all that. You know what I'm saying? Been with her for going on
4 years. And today.
They don't want me around her.
But you don't got no problem now. I ain't never seen you.
I ain't got none. Man, my daddy be looking at me like, bitch, I don't charge you no rent just to come through and chill. Cause I cook, clean, nigga, I'm straight. His car down, he'll take me to work if I had got, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, only thing it is she is a problem. Like, I start looking at all these fat booty, light-skinned bitches and goddamn little petite, goddamn little black bitches and all this shit. Like, man, you can have that, bro. Young, on they shit, really don't need your time, but just want your space. You know what I'm saying? You go about your business, they ain't gonna call you, blow you up or none of that, but whenever you think about me, just hit me up. Not this one.
Fucking humans, tell you what.
But you also
your skin. Hold on, your skin is darker than mine.
Right.
We live in America. We've both got the opportunity to go to school, or we've both got the opportunity to get educated, or we've both got the opportunity to.
That wasn't the problem, bro. The problem is this is where the problem lies, at, bro. Economics.
Yes.
If we do the numbers, the stats will just prove it on that. You know why them folks got mad? The reason why they got mad is because in economic. So let's say favor, right? Yeah, We do have white folks who came up on the property, whatever the case is, and we do got black folks who got are rich, right? But the way it's flopped is all the majority of the main businesses are owned by white people.
No, you were incorrect about that.
You're talking about the areas that got burnt. You're trying to switch my opinion on my American view.
You're allowed to have that.
Right.
You're allowed to have your own. Yes,
let me
sir,
have,
no,
let
are.
Me have this conversation okay. And then just be like, all right, okay. Cool, I get it. You know what I'm saying? That will be a fact for us because we can sit here and grow up in the same community, right? And this, we stay in the hood.
Right, cool. I'll stay in the, this the hood.
Right. I'm just speaking just in general.
Yes,
like,
sir.
This
yes,
will
sir.
Be our reason why rap music is something, the reason why a motherfucker with dreads and stereotype, this will be our stereotype. So when we come out the motherfucker, the only thing you got is if you go through high school and play these sports, if you're going to sell this dope, or you're going to, you know what I'm saying, even just be a great fucking hustler.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
Now, how in the hell, now, we're thinking that just everybody got the same opportunity, but for some odd reason, In our mind, it's a certain program where that just, for some odd reason, be only time you'll be able to do anything different is somebody come pick you up and be like, hey, I'm gonna show you how to do HVAC. We ain't got that many males in that arena. But I guarantee you for a fact, I have my HVAC license, right?
You got to, well, see, the whole thing about America and the whole thing that everybody misses, and I'm glad you touched on this subject, and I'm glad that you're adult enough to have this conversation. The issue is, we have the opportunity. I didn't finish high school. I quit my senior year. We all had the opportunity to get educated, and you're saying America, and I'm saying it myself, we got lazy as fuck. Guess what? Do I want to go punch a clock and work for somebody for $10, $12 an hour?
That shit
50
is,
hours a that week, that's $500. I made $1,800 in the past 2 days playing pool. Why in the fuck am I going to go kill myself working for the man, making them all the money, you're taxed. You're taxed on your paycheck. Then you turn around and go to the grocery stores, buy your food, you're taxed again.
Like
and you go buy your gas, you're taxed again. I mean, it's...
And so, I ain't going to keep time. And another thing, too, I think that each state is so fucking different. I think that's where the confusion lies.
Well, every...
Because we're from North Carolina, so this shit kind
of... You know the biggest poison we got in America? The biggest poison.
What?
Is the fucking TV. The news.
You got some states that ain't got black people. So their opinion about black people may be different than...
Well, I've
lived in... A state that has all the black people in
there. I've lived in 48 of the 52 states. When my dad died, I spent 8 years traveling. Different cultures, different people. When my first trip to California... My ex-wife from California. Guess where I bought my first pod at?
California.
Guess where at in California?
At Naked Beach.
Compton.
Okay.
Watts. And my wife's like, no, you can't go. No, motherfucker. I can get along with anybody. I don't give a fuck about the color of your skin. If you treat me like a human being, an adult, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you the same respect and treat you as a human being.
Yeah, but... Comes from the ingredients of where you come from, though.
Well, no, where that comes from, that's...
You can't tell a high, like, let's say New York, right? New York City.
Uh-huh.
Where you got people
coming around to you.
Okay. Where you got people...
I'm listening. Go ahead.
People who make billions of dollars in this particular city.
Uh-huh.
Then they look at a whole community. Like, see, like, here, you can stay in a trailer and stay in a mansion right beside each other... And go to the same school.
Yes, sir. Same thing here.
But in New York, you cannot. You only can go where the fuck you can afford that. So if your own community, and that's what makes the difference. See,
in New York, this house right here costs you $2,500 to $3,500 a month to rent it. They've got little apartments out there. That's 900 square feet. That's $1,300 a month.
So think about the view people of the people who actually can afford to live the life versus the people that can't. That's the gap between rich and poor. Like, here, we can't see that.
You know what's fucked up with this world? And you'll think about this the rest of the night, and the next time me and you'll talk, you'll be like, that makes a lot of fucking sense.
Shoot a shot.
Our government has us so fucked up about, guess what? We're in America. Did you have an opportunity to go to school to educate yourself? You're right here doing what? Hustling, providing for your family.
Yeah, but I still believe there's some hiccups in that shit. Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch of hiccups in it.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a bunch of hiccups in it.
I didn't say that, yeah. Able to go to school, yeah, I did.
And you hustle.
Do I feel like they gave the right curriculum to actually sustain shit?
Corporate America is what's been the downfall of America. Because corporate America is all greedy. They want it all.
And they can get owned by somebody else. You can't say some Chinese people way the fuck over there in China.
They build these businesses and sell them out.
And then now they get owned by a group of Chinese people.
Yes. Smithfield off 87.
Example.
They're owned by China. But what's got us fucked up is all this corrupt bullshit news. And we got fucking lazy. We got opportunity. Me, guess what? I don't need a fucking mansion to keep. I live life. Because I promise you one thing. There's nothing promised that me or you, either one's going to wake up tomorrow.
The problem is that you can have a mansion, but we don't forgot how to build a motherfucker.
No. I built houses my whole life.
I'm just speaking just in example. Like,
yeah, but you know what?
You got to pay for a mansion if we can know how to build one.
How hard do you hustle out here in the cab? This will open it up and a brighter light. How many hours a week do you put out here hustling, driving a cab?
Well, 60,
80, 100 hours a week.
100 hours a week.
That's because you want better for yourself. And you don't want a motherfucker giving it to you and fucking controlling you.
Right.
They are happy if somebody's going to... How hard would life be for you if you're getting free rent, free health care, your light bill's $8 a month, and then they give you $1,200 a month, but you're limited to that status because you don't want to get out and hustle to make your life better. America's got greedy, and it back in the... I'm 52.
I'm 31.
Okay. 20 years prior, when I was your age, I had friends that would have 3 and 4 babies. Because guess what? They're getting $800 a month per kid. What the fuck are they? They ain't going to go to work and better themselves. They're going to lay on the system. Then once the system's got you controlled, this is the money you get. This is what we're giving you. This is all. No, motherfucker, fuck off.
So my whole thing about that.
All that tax dollars you're busting your ass out here. Something you hit on a while ago. They spent $50 million fucking dollars sending it to Iran to see if you got a dick or a penis. A fucking penis or a vagina. To see if you're male or female. No, God decided that.
But we don't got no control of why the fuck they get to do it. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yes, we do. Yes, we do, because we've been brainwashed. Step up to them, vote the right motherfuckers in and the right ones out.
The only one who can actually step up to their own people are the people that already got the look.
The government works for us, kid. Everybody forgot.
But you know what I'm saying? I got what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
But look, let's keep it real, right? Race has always been pulled as a race car, right?
Yes.
So let's use the car back to the advance, right? So if we got on one accord, right? So I need you to go, I want to buy a bank. Now, we already know that they may not let me just buy this motherfucker tomorrow. But you may got better connections and to allow me to be able to buy this bank, right?
You're right.
Now, cool. They find out that your ass sitting here helping this nigga boy. And let's be real, this nigga boy, they help him get a motherfucking bank so he can empower. See, that's when the goddamn battle lies. When you go down there in front of them folks and be like, yo, you know what, I'm going to use my network to help them. See, then we can have a conversation. Until then, most of the problem is we need the exact same thing because if we got to help each other, right, we already know who.
That's what it's about. You know we got to help all right, each cool. other.
That means if I was sitting here and say, yo, I found a bank on downtown Fayetteville, and I tried to get it, right? I'm not saying they may not let me get it. I'm just saying I'm trying to get it, right? And they denied me because of whatever the fuck reasons that they could deny me from, right? But you know such and such. You know Johnny and them on the land, whatever the case
That's corrupt as fuck.
You see what I'm saying?
Every man should be treated equal.
But that's
but
not the case.
It's not the case.
When it comes to the money, it's not the case. Maybe when it comes to just, you know what I'm saying, hey,
yes,
how you
sir.
Doing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Hey, how you doing? But when it comes to, all right, cool, we want to, okay, if we're going to get treated equal, then we need just as many business.
They know that the ones that's going to get out and hustle, that's why you put 80 to 100 hours a week in driving your cab. Now, when I do concrete work, I have days like that. I do decorative concrete work. I have weeks like that. I work 6 months straight, and then I say, fuck it, man. I go play for 6 months.
And I'm going to tell you something
real quick about this. I got no kids, and that allows me to do this.
Let me tell you some real information, right? You from North Carolina?
Yes, sir. All
right. That's the whole reason why Duke Washington, out of all the white people that actually was in states that did it big, right? Well, just think about that. Every state. Duke Washington was the only one who said, we should be equal with our counterparts.
We are.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's...
We're talking about action.
Yes.
Right? We're talking about going in front of your peers. Like, yes. Right, cause we're talking about people from Delaware. We got people that's really racist. Like,
oh, yeah. Huge
we
racist.
We may not be racist.
Yeah, yeah.
But we got states that really don't act. Alabama. Tennessee, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That case and that story would have happened in every state the same way. The only story that made it become great like that was Duke Washington helping out to make the Black Wall Street with Durham, North Carolina. That means somebody saying, hey, we're going to take 10, 12, whatever the case is from this tobacco company, whatever the case, and we're going to drop that bread. We ain't finna goddamn play trick on it. But guess what, though? That's the only time that story actually happened when it came to a series back in from two opposite situations actually working together. Other than that,
they
it would have been
duplicated. For a smoke screen because they were doing something else corrupt. Let's get the public watching this, going on this, while we pass all these fucked up bills that they're, we got a smoke screen going up here, though they're doing it, and the whole time they're sabotaging everything that they do because it's coming back to them. Why in the fuck? I mean, come on now. The war in Ukraine and Russia. Why hadn't somebody, NATO, stepped up and stopped what's going on? Because Ukraine's fucking Russia up. And I promise you, the Bidens, Democratic, they are so tied up with Russia right now. If you go back to that money trail, the only job in 47 years that Biden has created is for his son.
But the problem is created. You said that how to get from us being in a racist situation. It's economic.
No. You know why racism is brought up as much as it is? Because they make fucking money on it. They make money on it.
But as a 31-year-old talking to a 52-year-old like you, my grandfather, yes, or my great uncle, or whatever the case may be, all that's fine and dandy, but we're talking about the money. See, like you just had a conversation about the immigrants.
Yes.
They get to come over here 5 years.
Yeah. We don't get none of that. We get none of that. Guess what we get? We get bent over and fucked.
So in 2 weeks, they're going to be like, you know what?
But then again, that whole family, that 5 years, once the 5 years is up, you go back to that same smoke shop. You go back to that same hotel. Another family member owns it because he goes back home. And he's chilling.
And I mean, none of them schools that we done spent our 12 years doing, we don't even learn about credit, and we got it. When do you start learning about credit from school?
I've lived a cash lifestyle since 1989.
But let's be real, right? Because I'm 31. We're talking about the world of today, right?
Oh, no.
When do they start talking about credit, right? Even if you say that your niece and nephew, whatever case, when do they actually, what grade do they start teaching you credit?
Way late.
And when do you get credit?
Way late.
No, when do you get credit? Like, technically, like, right now.
Hold on.
You get credit when you're a boy. Yeah.
You can tell me something. What's wrong with this picture? And we're talking credit. You're out here busting your ass. And you go apply for a loan for $25,000 to open up a business to better yourself and your family. And you get denied. But you can let a 19-year-old fucking apply for $200,000 in school loans. And you give it to them to go in debt.
Like, why that child need to, why school so fucking high?
Why? Because they make so much money off of it. It's corrupt. All this shit is corrupt, brother. I mean, we could be out here busting our ass, 10 years of working. We need
$50,000. And that shit easy for them kids to get the damn loan for school. Like,
easy, yeah.
I'm talking about, they ain't got nothing to deny you. They ain't saying you laid on $4,500 about the bills and that. But you go try to do some business shit.
Yeah, no, because it's corrupt, brother.
You can literally go right now and be like, I'm going to school. Oh, well, you got approved for financial aid.
Yes, but we will give you $100,000 to go to school. But guess what? After you get the $100,000, by the time, if you manage to pay it back, I got friends with master's degrees that can't get a job at Hardee's because they're overeducated. They're overqualified. But they got $250,000 in school debt and can't get a job because they're overqualified.
And that shit, what's crazy, that's blow money because if you don't pass the goddamn class, that's just, so I could probably try better.
Yes, sir.
Than try and get in a business than to sit here and try to make it all my classes and struggle.
That part. All right, brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Turn up. Woo. Hey. Goddamn, what? Feel the photo or not?
Hey, get lit, bitch, I'm blazing, blow that smoke up in the sky, turn up. I'm so high, bitch, I'm dancing with the star, If a nigga wanna smoke, he gonna die, hell yeah. Yeah, a nigga been hustling since a child. Get lit, bitch, I'm blazing, blow that smoke up in the sky, turn up. I'm so high, bitch, I'm dancing with the star, If a nigga wanna smoke, he gonna die, hell yeah. Yeah, a nigga been hustling since a child, turn up. What the fuck, I hear these pussy niggas out here popping nose. I keep that strap, I pull it out, ain't no time for back. Fuck, don't kill my vibe, I'm turning up, I'm smoking till I can't no more. Throw it back, that shit, yeah, her dancing like a little whore. That's a fact, getting money just to throw it on the floor. Bitch, I'm swaying, goddamn, I can't make it to the door. Fuck that, DJ, can you turn it up a little more? Smoke that, damn, you dropping ashes all over the floor. Hell yeah, bitch, I'm jigging till I can't stand up no more. House party, where you at? Can you pour me to the door? This my type of party, bitch, I'm 2-0. Where you at? I wanna see them bodies hit the dance floor.
Turn it up, now turn it up, let's get it. Now turn it up, let's get it. I'm jigging, what the fuck, hey. Turn it up, hey.
Bitch, I'm blazing, blow that smoke up in the sky, turn up. I'm so high, bitch, I'm dancing with the star, If a nigga wanna smoke, he gonna die, hell yeah. Yeah, a nigga been hustling since a child, get lit. Bitch, I'm blazing, blow that smoke up in the sky, turn up. I'm so high, bitch, I'm dancing with the star, If a nigga wanna smoke, he gonna die, hell yeah. Yeah, a nigga been hustling since a child, turn up.
Let's get it, 2-6, let's get it. Getting rich, big chick, hit the gas, room out of here. Top tier in here, drinking beer, country shit, getting cash back in this bitch. No, I'm here to bust your ass. Shake it, little mama, no counting, I'm going raw. Laying down law, you can call me a judge. Getting out the mud, goddamn, cuz.